Dave and Darren.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. My name is Dave. Here's my partner, Darren. Hey, Darren. Feeling better? You seem like you're in better shape than the last time I spoke with you.
Well, I think I've learned this about myself.
What's that?
I might have turned myself into a hypochondriac.
Why is that?
In that, it was a couple weeks ago, I was starting to feel something, I'm thinking, and this was, when we're at the height of the flu season, I guess we still are, and I'm thinking, oh boy, here it comes. I think I'm getting the flu.
Yeah, right.
So I got the heavy head, and I'm starting to get sweaty, and went away in a day. And so then, you heard my voice.
You weren't good.
It wasn't the best.
No.
And I had a horrible night, Friday night into Saturday morning. I had 1 hour of sleep. I got 1 hour of sleep because I don't know that you necessarily think about this sort of thing, but when you're laying there trying to fall asleep, you still do some swallowing.
Yes. Well, usually it's just a reflex you don't give a lot of thought to.
You don't give it a lot of thought.
No, when you're thinking about swallowing, it really can ruin everything.
It really can. It's almost like
now
it,
all I'm I can like think a, about is swallowing.
Well, it's like some sort of torture.
Yes.
But when you have to swallow and you like fear every swallow.
That's not good.
And then your ears are just aching from the fact that you just swallowed. Doesn't really give you a whole lot of time to ever relax because you're going to swallow again within a few seconds, even if you're not eating in bed.
I had a show all ready to go on Friday. I had everything prepared,
right?
Everything set up, and I get a last minute phone call from Darren.
Can't do it.
And this is what's going on in my head. You call me. It's like 15 minutes to showtime.
Yeah, right.
And you sound horrible.
Yeah.
And you say, I'm sorry, I've really tried, but I just can't do this.
Yeah.
And for a second, I'm thinking, is he breaking up with me? What's going on here? I'm sorry, Dave.
I've tried.
I can't do this.
I've
tried. No. For half a second, I thought, he's dumping me.
No.
I'm getting dumped here.
No. I just,
oh, you have
I
the
can't
flu.
Talk.
I was so relieved that you had the flu. I was like, oh, that's wonderful.
Well, I don't have the
yes.
flu. I don't have the flu.
You just are thinking about swallowing.
I have 1 hour of sleep.
Yeah.
And I go ahead and check myself online in to go to the clinic because I figure,
Which clinic is that?
That's right, the clinic. Thinking they'll do something for me, right?
Right.
So they take a look at me and they test me for strep throat and everything. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you.
You just didn't get a lot of sleep last night, did you?
No. So they're telling me, you might have maybe it's an upper respiratory virus.
A lot of that
some
going around.
Sort,
you had something, but
give it a couple days.
No, that was not
so they
in your
give
head.
Me nothing.
Yeah.
They give me nothing. That day, I don't fall asleep till 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Again, because I'm dealing with the swallowing and the pain and the ears. So I sleep for a couple hours, and so I am finally on the mend, but apparently...
I'm remembering now when we talked on Friday, you did mention, I can't swallow.
I can't.
You did say that on the phone. I've tried.
I fear it.
I can't swallow.
I fear it. So then, and then when you start taking some of these medicines that aren't nighttime medicines,
right?
They probably have something of a stimulant in it.
So now
that doesn't help me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, no. Just might as well just chug a couple Red Bulls. You get the same response.
So, but apparently nothing's wrong with me.
Well, you seem much better. I'm glad
I
you're
feel
here.
Better. But having said that, I went ahead and took I went ahead and took a big thing of over-the-counter medicine just before I got here to hopefully protect us for the next 45 minutes.
That's all I'm asking. And I thank you for not bringing any illness into the house.
I don't think I can. I don't have anything.
Well, that's good. That's good news.
No one was ever in any sort of danger of me giving them something.
No. Well, I'm glad you took the time you needed to rest and
I
at least become a human
did
being.
Did you just hear me?
Well, it looks
I
like you got some rest.
Rest.
Did you get any rest on Sunday then?
Sunday into Monday?
Yes.
I did.
You seem well rested.
I actually this morning happened for the first time in quite some time. I was awake. It was 6 o'clock or something. I fell asleep, woke up to the alarm, I was having this dream where for some reason my parents were throwing this big giant party that had like my parents' house, and they had like 600 people there. And I was like the bad guy saying, "What is this?" And so everyone's trying.
That is the role you play at parties, though, in real life.
Everyone's having a good time. Yes. And I'm like, this is completely out of control. Where are my dogs?
Why would your dogs be at your parents'
house? Why would my parents have 600 people at their house?
I don't know. There's a lot that doesn't make sense in your subconscious.
Steven Tyler was there.
I didn't realize he was friends with your folks.
He's not.
They're the same age.
No, they're close.
Yeah, I mean, Ron and Pat could have went to school with Steven Tyler. How does Steven Tyler pop up in your subconscious?
I don't know.
That's bananas.
But so I kind of woke up angry, like, you know, why do I got to be the bad guy? Walking around all angry.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lick of sense.
So maybe tonight's my night for some real rest. I don't know. We'll
see.
Here's
hoping.
I get it.
Here is hoping. Got 5 things compiled and ready to go. What
we
do
can
you
do
say
that.
About that?
Sounds like you got a show ready.
I'm gonna get something to drink. Now I'm having trouble swallowing.
Well, at least if you're gonna swallow, you might as well have a reason to swallow. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale is going on right now, so come in and check out their engagement ring, starting at, get this, just $350, and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds, so when they're saying this is what you're getting, this is exactly what you're getting. They also offer free cleaning and free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time you find the perfect gift. Come in and see and feel the difference, and also take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so not Mondays, but they are open on Saturdays. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting at 9 a.m.
I want to thank you for already giving me the title for today's podcast.
Which is what?
A Reason to Swallow.
A Reason to Swallow?
It's my favorite Rod Stewart song.
Yeah, right.
Someone Like You.
Brought to you by a bottle of 7-Up.
And a bottle of 7-Up to throw up to.
The podcast is originating. I wonder if they ever could just like pin Rod down. You know, it's like, okay, we got all these rock and roll legends. And as opposed to him being like, that's ridiculous. Of course, that sort of thing. It's like, no, that happened. That totally happened.
One time in Philadelphia.
Let me tell you this. Wasn't one time. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And now I've got Danimal's information. So he soon will be getting the Capriati's gift card for winning the Cover 5. So congratulations to him. Bragging rights and $50 to Capriati's. Let me tell you, that goes a long way when you're already in late January of a year, right? Am I right?
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
I came so close to winning it. It kind of hurts to hear you talk
about
it. I know,
that would have saved us $50. Why do you think I was rooting for you? Enjoy the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. When you're there at either location, 53rd Street in Davenport or 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Going back to that Rod Stewart story, I think it's very strange. You and I probably heard that story years apart and in very different parts of the state.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's a 7-Up bottle is an oddly specific detail.
It is.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he puked it all up. They had to get his stomach pumped. And usually when they pump your stomach, they don't put it in a 7-Up bottle.
But it was enough to fill a 7-Up bottle.
It was enough to fill a 7-Up bottle. That's just such an oddly specific part of the story that we all heard growing up. And my point is...
I have no idea if it's true.
Yeah. It was it was after the show, too. He managed to do it after the show.
Well, you wouldn't do it during the show. Well, get yourself.
What are you, G.G. Allen?
Get yourself arrested.
What's trying to prove, Rod Stewart? You're in my heart, you're in my gut.
Blondes might have more fun, but that doesn't look like any fun at all.
No.
Number one.
Number one.
Ronda Rousey signs with the WWE. The MMA superstar.
Yeah.
She's going to be a professional wrestler now.
Okay.
Made her debut
that's probably a good idea.
Made her debut at the Royal Rumble last night, which we watched. It was something else. Oh, I went
did
to
that
bed.
Cost
I went
you?
We get the network.
You do?
Yeah, I got a deal. It's like they had a deal where you can get the network for, like, it started with Royal Rumble and it goes through WrestleMania for $9.99. I thought,
for the year?
No, just for like 3 months.
Huh. Now, does the boy like that?
We watched it last night.
He liked it?
We had a lot of fun watching it.
You couldn't stop him jumping off the furniture, though, could you?
That was an absolute thing, yeah.
Of course it was.
Now
he's jumping off. Now it's getting higher and higher on the furniture, isn't he?
There's this.
I'm jumping off the back of the couch now, isn't he?
There's this group of superstars. It's like a tag team, but there's three of them. They're called the New Day, and they're our favorites.
Are they Christian?
No, they're just insane. They're just crazy, but they're wonderful. The one guy used to
be... There's three of them?
Yes.
Can't you only wrestle two people at a time?
They're a team of three. They come out, they blow a trombone, and they put on unicorn horns.
But that doesn't seem fair if you're wrestling as a duo to have a third fresh body.
I think usually like only two of them will be in the tag team, and then the third guy will be like rooting for them.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes they'll do 3-versus-3 tag team matches. Sometimes.
When did they start that?
It's a different game, man.
I guess so.
And this one cat, they're just like, the thing is, they're odd, but they're delightfully odd. They're just the best. And like at one point, the Royal Rumble is you get all these guys in the ring, and they have to throw each other out of the ring. And the New Day guy throws the guy out of the ring. And then just pulls a bunch of pancakes that he had made earlier in the day out of his suit and just starts shoving pancakes into the gentleman he just beat's mouth. It was wonderful.
That is kind of Rod Stewart-like.
I know! Like, what are you doing here? I went to bed before the Ronda Rousey thing happened, but this is a big deal.
Well,
she's going to be
a
pro-time wrestler, yeah?
That would be a situation where they can kind of control how badly she's beaten.
There is that.
Didn't she almost have to have a new face put on
or
something?
She did have major reconstructive surgery.
Right, she had reproductive surgery on her face.
They put a uterus behind her nose so she can have mouth babies. No, she had reconstructive surgery.
Can you believe this? I had this reproductive surgery on my face.
Let me ask you this.
Now, oral sex led to triplets.
Let me ask you this. Who is the current women's UFC champion?
Bellstar.
By the Tornadoes?
I don't know.
What am I thinking of? I have no idea either. I couldn't tell you.
I thought they just had divas. I didn't know they actually had wrestlers.
Oh, no. The women wrestlers in the WWE are something else.
There are divas and then there's wrestlers.
Well, last night they had the first ever women's Royal Rumble, and that actually was on after the men's. It was something else. I went to bed before that happened. But
you're not getting your $9.95 worth. You're going to
bed. I'm telling you, watching Shinsuke Nakamura win the Royal Rumble was worth $9.95 alone, friend.
Okay.
Alone. But yeah, she says, this is my life now, first priority on my timeline.
Yeah.
For the next several years. This is not, she says, a publicity stunt. I will say this. In my experience, whenever someone tells you it's not a publicity stunt, it's a publicity stunt.
Well, yeah, but this seems like I think this is a good move for her.
Good fit.
Yeah.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Two.
Steven Spielberg announcing that he's getting to work on Indiana Jones 5 and a remake of West Side Story.
Right.
Wait, did we talk about this on the last show?
We talked about the West Side Story.
West Side Story is going on. He is also saying now...
So he's combining the two?
Yes, Indiana Jones is going to be dancing and singing with Rita Moreno.
Nice.
Yeah, Spielberg also announcing, in addition to the West Side Story, he'll be working on Indiana Jones 5. So those are the next two Steven Spielberg movies.
Okay, well, he's a busy boy.
Always is. At some point, I mean...
But not an original idea, either one of them.
That's a good point.
Number three.
Done with this whole original idea thing.
Someone was telling me that this Post movie...
Yes.
That the problem with the Post is the movie stops right at the point where All the President's Men starts. And that's a better movie.
You probably.
This is like a prequel to All the President's Men.
Yeah.
It's kind of like... Well, wait a minute. This isn't as interesting.
No, this isn't really. This is kind of dry, isn't it?
Yeah, what is that about?
But that's not going to win the Oscar, right?
The Post? I don't know.
It's nominated, but will not win.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Number three, eating sandwiches causes global warming, according to scientists. I hope you're happy with your sandwiches. You're killing Mother Earth.
Even if it's a cold sandwich?
New research suggests sandwiches might be bad for the environment.
Well, I don't care. We're still keeping Capriati's as a sponsor.
I got news for you. If I got a choice between Planet Earth and Capriati's, you want to know which one I'm picking.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to know.
I'm going down with Capriati's.
Had our family get together on my wife's side on Saturday. And the reason we host every year... Is because
to have Capriati's.
That's the truth.
I know it is.
I would tell you that even if they weren't a sponsor. Everybody, they don't have Capriati's where they live, all around the Midwest.
How many different sandwiches do you get?
Oh, gosh, it's a haul.
Yeah.
It's a haul, and they're always very, I mean, they're willing to work with us because, you know, there's this one.
You don't fax
kind.
The order in, do you?
No, the fax machine doesn't work there. Yeah, I know. No, I would that I could. But they say if you're someone who eats sandwiches, particularly that contain bacon, ham, or sausage, or cheese, or prawns.
Prawn sandwiches?
That has the highest carbon footprint. All of you people with your cheese and prawn sandwiches, you're killing Mother Earth. What is a prawn exactly?
Hoi polloi, it's a shrimp.
It's like a giant shrimp, though, right?
It's a nice-sized shrimp.
That's what that weirdo that claimed to kill JonBenet Ramsey wanted to eat, right?
And, well, he did get... He got
he had
nice,
all the prawns he could eat on the flight home from Taipei.
He got a succulent meal of... he got prawns and champagne on the way back.
He knew his judo well. I think that's safe to say.
Wonder what that cat's up to. I'm a survivor.
We need to check up on that cat. How come we're not getting any updates on that fella? What's he been up to?
I'm a survivor. And I can be, slutty without being provocative. Wait, no, that's the other way around. I can be provocative without being slutty.
Yes, no, that's the secret.
Although there's plenty, it works the other way too. You know,
you're able to get both things done.
You're quite capable of being slutty without being provocative. Well, you know that?
I do what I can.
With what I've got.
Four.
Number four.
I only have so much of this black lace. I place it where I can.
Yeah, well, you know, that's.
But if you think it, you think it's.
In my day,
it's not that I'm not taking slutty as a compliment, right. But I do, but not provocative, you say.
In my day, it was done with what we called a whiff. Of suggestion.
Sometimes more than a whiff.
Like a whole...
Sometimes they stuck your face in it. They stuck your nose right in it.
Yeah, if necessary. You know. Always in a playful way, though.
Did we ever mention that Rose Marie was dead?
I don't know that we did. Should we have?
Seems strange that she was alive up until a couple weeks ago.
And now she's gone?
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, this has been a tough year already for Dick Van Dyke. He lost Rose Marie and then his brother as well.
Yeah.
It's as tough as 2017 was. I mean,
For Dick Van Dyke.
There's been no chitty-chitty bang-bang for him.
Well, the year ends with them redoing Mary Poppins, so I'm sure that'll be...
Is that true?
Yeah, the Mary Poppins remake comes out in December.
So he's already done it.
That Lin-Manuel Noriega, whatever his name is going to be the
Strongman.
Bert the chimney sweep. Wait, that's the Strongman of Panama. Who am I thinking
Wait
of?
Wait a minute. So he doesn't even make a cameo?
I don't know that he does. I don't know. Does he? I don't know.
Be funny if they could just make it some sort of thing where it's a song and dance thing where the guy trips over something and you look down and you've just tripped over Dick Van Dyke.
Is this his body?
He's all curled up like
dead with chimney lung on the street.
Curled up like an ottoman.
All finished, sir.
Uh-huh.
It's not the...
Thanks, governor.
It's not the best news. Well, we lost Bert. Scientists say they think they found a way to stop allergic reactions before they happen. This is good news. They've been working to find more effective allergy treatments, and now they've discovered a particular...
I don't
particular...
know that this helps me, because if I went, they would just say, you got nothing. This is all in your head.
Are you allergic to anything?
Not that I know of.
I mean, is everybody allergic to something?
I don't know.
I'm allergic to, you know, a lot of things, but certainly people have it worse
hard
than me.
Work. I don't know that you have to be allergic. Is that an old wives' tale? Oh, everyone's allergic to something.
Well, you would think, just with the gamut of things that you're exposed to, you would think that there would be... you know, that everybody would be allergic to some things.
I remember a specific soap, I think, that used to kind of give me welts.
Okay, so then there must have been something in that soap, right?
Yeah.
These scientists are saying that the allergy treatment will now... they've discovered a particular antibody that can stop an allergic reaction from happening altogether. Millions of us are burdened by allergies, and now they're saying, you know, this is good news. Be great news for me. Maybe I can finally get a dog.
Are you capable of, with that $9.95, going back and watching this Royal Rumble on demand?
Yeah, yeah.
Now you can go watch it all you want.
Well, I might just.
Yeah.
I might have to go see how.
Well, you missed the Women's Rumble.
Yeah. Well, I imagine I imagine they'll replay part of it tonight on Raw, Darren.
Five.
Wouldn't you think they'd make her the winner the first time out?
I don't know, because she's going to be appearing at WrestleMania, but I don't know in what capacity. Finally, number five, a new Illinois law is being proposed, the Dave Duerson Bill. Mm. And this would prohibit anyone under the age of 12 from playing tackle football. It would be a ban across the state. If you're under 12, you cannot play tackle football. The Dave Duerson Act, named for the former Chicago Bear who had the CETE so bad he took a shotgun to his heart so that his brain would be intact and they could study it. And then when they cracked it open, they found all kinds of problems.
Now that sounds like a good old Def Leppard track.
Shotgun to the heart?
Uh-huh.
Well, there was Don't Shoot Shotgun on Hysteria, and there was Bringing on the Heartache. I imagine there's some sort
from
of
the,
mashup.
From the critically acclaimed Urethra album.
This is an effort to keep young kids from hitting each other in tackle football.
12-year-olds, yes? I'm thinking, okay, 15 and... 14, 13. You'd be like in what, sixth grade or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you play flag football up until then.
Yeah, no tackle is what they're
tackle.
Saying. Yeah. Mike Adamley, former Bear, and he went to Northwestern, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He
played with the Jets, played with Joe Willie.
He's suffering from symptoms of CTE. He says if he could do it over again, he's not sure he would have played football.
Hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, so those are your top five things.
If they could have painted a scenario, although probably Mike Adamley didn't make a ton of money playing football, might have made some decent money broadcasting.
Mike Adamley, I remembered being on the sports when I was a kid growing up in Chicago.
You didn't have any idea that he was a football player.
No, they made mention of that because he was the young. He was a young, stocky. He looked like a football player.
Yeah, I mean, I actually saw him play.
He never. He wouldn't be like. I'm Mike Adamley with the sports. Remember when I used to play for the Bears? You know it was subtle.
And what his number was?
I do not.
One.
Really?
Number one.
Was
with
Mike,
a bullet.
Was Mike Adamley the guy that Howard Cosell got in all that trouble?
No.
Was it Mike Adamley the guy that Howard Cosell said, look at that little monkey run?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Belly button piercing sure?
Well, yeah, it wasn't Mike Adamley.
I think it was.
Mike, no, I don't think so.
I'm gonna look into it.
I would go 99.9% belly button piercing sure that wasn't that Billy White Shoes Johnson or something. It wasn't Mike Adamley. Look that up. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Movies coming very, very soon to the Orpheum Theater. I hope everyone enjoyed Hail Crunwell on Saturday, now coming on Friday, February 2nd, this Friday at 7 o'clock. It's Selma, documenting the civil rights movement. One dream can change the world. Selma's on Friday. Valentine's Day, it's Sleepless in Seattle, Friday, March 30th. It is the Oscar-nominated Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. Magician Bill Blagg is also coming to the Orpheum Theater. Comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and on February 6th, with I believe is next Tuesday, the United Air Force Shades of Blue Jazz Ensemble and more. Tickets are available at GalesburgOrpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They also serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They're also available for private events, and including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, but so much more than that. How about trying a capistrami? Hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw? Was that one of the ones that was on your menu this last weekend?
I don't know that we didn't get any one of them.
All right.
I'd save more time by telling you what we didn't order.
Remember, delivery is available if you have that sort of thing going on. Order a lot online at order.capriotis.com. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I'm going to let Frank... Yeah, well, this is Frank DeFord, I think. Let me just play the audio here.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he said little monkey lots of times.
Attaboy! Going to the outside, breaking tackle, trying to stop by Richmond Flower. You know, that little monkey, again, the theorem was that he was too small for pro football.
Howard was totally colorblind when it came to race. He didn't care. And I thought it was terribly unfortunate.
So there is audio of him calling Mike Adamly a little monkey, saying that little monkey can run about Mike Adamly.
Well, he clearly would have been colorblind then.
But here he is.
They were told that I called Alvin Garrett a little monkey. Nothing of the sort, you fellas know it. No man respects Alvin Garrett more than I do. I talked about that man's ability to be so elusive despite the smallness of size.
You had him in the Pro Bowl the first quarter. I don't know what they're listening to. Second down and 10.
Shut up, Frank. I don't need your help.
Why don't you bang another stewardess, Gifford? You're not helping. Yeah, he did call Mike Adamly a little monkey. I do remember that.
All right.
Because maybe that was it. It was like, how can I be racist? I called Mike Adamly a little monkey.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I'm calling everybody little monkeys.
It's a rare day that I'm right about something like this.
I'm glad I said 99. But having said that, that was not the one that got him in trouble.
No, but Howard Cosell would say that about his little grandchildren, that they were little monkeys.
Yeah.
Because the way they ran around.
And Mike Adamly was like, what, 5'10"?
Very, very small.
I mean, that's not that small, but
very tiny.
Not that tiny,
like
but
a little
but
monkey.
He was no monster.
So Howard Cosell would use the word monkey all the time.
Yeah.
But the problem is when you use the word monkey to describe an African American player, that's just it's not cool. Can't do it.
Certainly shouldn't.
No. No, it's not the best. Here's one that here's a day that got away from somebody. Teacher on a playground in Los Angeles, gym teacher. This is in an elementary school here in L.A. Parents are upset. There were second graders and fifth graders playing recess. It was gym class. And
gym class outside.
Yeah, gym class outside. A physical education teacher in a little bit of trouble. He thought it'd be a good idea to strip completely naked and run around with the kids. Second graders and fifth graders.
Where?
This is at an elementary school, the Carthay Center Elementary School in Los Angeles, California.
Okay, well, it is warmer there.
One parent said he was supposed to be helping them learn PE, run around, and have fun, but he undressed and started chasing the kids while he was naked. And then the kids ducked and dodged, ran into some classrooms, and got safe haven that way.
Did you ever feel like you were learning something in physical education?
No. If I'm being honest, no.
I mean, outside of the rules of
It's good to exercise your body.
Yes, I get that part, but it's,
I'll tell you this: when it was time to climb the rope in the gym, I learned humiliation and shame.
That I learned.
Are those lessons that I can be great at?
I have no upper body strength.
It's those.
Yeah.
I learned that my arms were pretty useless.
Yeah.
Is that something I can get a grade on? Yeah, a nearby construction worker took video of the unidentified teacher putting his pants on in the middle of the playground.
Why would you? They don't do that anymore, right?
Wait, there was a time the gym teachers got naked and chased kids around?
No, having kids climb a rope.
I bet they do.
Without a harness?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why would you have a kid climb to, like, what, 20 feet in the air?
It was pretty high, yeah.
To fall and kill themselves?
Well, I remember there were a couple of kids that got a little higher than I did. And then when they fell, they went and grabbed the rope to stop their fall and then just tore the skin off of their hands.
Ouch.
I think that was part of the reason I wasn't all that interested in climbing up too high.
Now, I remember climbing it, and I think I was capable of doing it, but boy. Although I remember there were plenty of kids that kind of got some crotch burn on the thing, kind of sliding down on the way down. You don't want to do that.
So it was all caught on camera. Local teacher caught with his pants down on a playground. That bizarre incident happened on a grade school campus.
And it unfolded right in front of the kids. KCAL9's Tom Wade is live at Carthay Center Elementary with more on what happened, this bizarre incident, Tom.
Yeah, Elsa, it happened in the playground here just behind me. It's not clear how many kids saw this whole disturbing episode play out, but parents are very worried about the long-term damage. Cell phone video shows part of a disturbing episode where a man took off all of his clothes on the playground of Carthay Center Elementary School. The man in the video was teaching a PE class at the school when he began stripping naked in front of the children.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, taking your pants, there's got to be an algorithm for that where it's, okay, taking your pants off, okay, that's something that we know that, but taking your pants off on a school ground, that's going to, your penalty is going to be much worse.
I don't think you're thinking this all the way through, pal.
You take your pants off in a hardware store.
Yeah.
Your penalty, there's going to be one.
I think society is kinder to the guy that gets naked at the hardware store.
Yeah.
As opposed to the gym teacher for second and fifth grade kids.
Because you take your,
chasing
you
them
take
while
your
naked.
Pants off at the hardware store, mm-hmm. and they're thinking there could be restitution right away. I mean,
right. You
know, someone might stab your wiener with a screwdriver.
And maybe that's why you did it. I don't judge. I don't hold a grudge. It gets out of hand quickly.
Not good.
There's no end of this story where it's like, oh, okay, well...
They don't let anybody up at any height without a harness on anymore. I can't believe kids don't wear harnesses on if they're going to climb a rope.
Like they have at the trampoline park. They've got a rock climbing thing, and they get those kids harnessed up real good.
You darn right they
and I,
do.
And I appreciate that harnessing because, you know, I'd rather not have my kid fall from 20 feet.
That's exactly right. How could like a public school get away with that?
The Tide Pod Challenge has sent nearly 100 people to poison control centers so far this year.
That doesn't surprise me.
These are kids who are eating laundry detergent because they saw it on the internet. Almost 100 people, according to poison control centers, just since the beginning of the year. This is just since the ball dropped on 2018. The American Association of Poison Control Centers says.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would you eat one if it didn't kill you?
Yeah.
But it kept your breath super fresh
for
a year.
No. Would I still have all that pain in my gut?
It would go away.
No.
Wouldn't kill you.
No.
Okay.
There are methods at my disposal for keeping my breath relatively fresh without burning holes in my stomach. Or possibly, you know, poisoning myself. The internet meme became as a series of photos of children, teenagers, eating these Tide Pods. And again, this is something they do for kicks.
No,
YouTube is announcing now that they are removing videos of users eating Tide Pod. They're saying, if you eat laundry on our service, we're going to have to pull
Now, we're
that
not
video.
Talking about Tide Pad.
What is that? Is that some sort
of... very popular Thai dish.
Mm, sounds wonderful.
Thai pod, no.
Serve it some sort of peanut sauce, I imagine?
That's right.
9-year-old accidentally shared her grandpa's marijuana gummy bears with her fifth grade class. Why is a 9-year-old in fifth grade? That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
you're smart enough to get bumped up a year, but dumb enough to bring your grandpa's gummies to school? That don't make any sense, right? 9-year-olds shouldn't be in fifth grade.
It could be.
I got one turning 9 tomorrow. Yeah. He's in third grade.
Well, see, there you go. Bring that up to him.
Hey, sit down.
We were reading
this. I just read a story about some dummy in New Mexico that dosed a bunch of kids. What's your problem?
What's dosed mean?
Don't play stupid.
Don't play stupid. You know what dosed mean.
Group of New Mexico elementary school students accidentally got high.
I got in trouble. Miss Markman, I got in trouble last night because my dad yelled at me because he says, don't play stupid. You know what being dosed means.
9-year-old girl came to school with what looked like typical gummy candies, but they were in fact edibles laced with THC.
Yeah, you don't want those. You don't want the those in any. Well, you don't want anyone getting into them.
Yeah.
You don't want anyone taking my stuff.
This is grandpa's fault.
Don't take my stuff.
Don't have gummies. First of all, why does an old man have to have gummy bears? Ridiculous.
It's his medicine.
Well, get it in the form of something that doesn't look fun to eat. Get like here's my
Grateful
idea.
Dead fan.
This is my idea, and this is going to make
why don't
me a
you
billion
stay
dollars.
Out of my stuff.
This is my idea. Marijuana Brussels sprouts. Am I some kind of genius?
Not bad.
Marijuana Brussels sprouts. The kids aren't going to eat them. You'll get essential vitamins and minerals. And sweet
so
little
buzz. So
you're
like talking about splicing them together?
I'm just saying, if you can make gummy bears with THC, you sure as hell could put some THC in Brussels
or
sprouts.
Tomato to marijuanas?
Sure. THC-laced Brussels sprouts. Ooh. Am I a genius? I don't know. Hero? Maybe. I guess if the shoe fits, I'll wear it.
You're going to want one. You're going to wear one shoe.
What's the thing, too? You're handing out gummies at school? This girl knew what she was doing. Why would you hand out... All right, everybody, have one gummy bear. Does that make any sense?
Kids are so advanced now, I have no idea what they don't know.
Well, the candies belong to the student's grandfather. And some of the students got... According to this, neither she nor the three other students who ate them had very long-lasting symptoms... Although it says here that some of the students did get a little giggly. And they wanted to listen to Pink Floyd's The Wall, I guess.
Getting a little disoriented, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little confused?
It's going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie to start the day with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck that's packed full of fruits and nuts and a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. You can become one today, and we would appreciate it if you did, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast, of course, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 46th, 41st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, along with their delicious sandwiches, including home of the Quad Cities best cheesesteak. They've got delicious soups. Make that part of your meal as well. Turkey, chili, tomato, bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of the small one. Rumor has it, that we're back on Wednesday.
Got a text here. It says, geez, Darren still sounds terrible.
I'm not.
They're still complaining about how you sound.
There's a little bit, yeah. It's still there, but we'll see what tonight brings.
Back on Wednesday. Get some rest.
Yeah, we'll be back at Wednesday at 4:30, I guess.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks!
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Quad Cities! representing.
And I'm faking it.
For the Quad Cities reference spot, Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.